Ministries await damage reports from Super Typhoon Bofa. Egypt's constitutional crisis spirals out of control, and Sunday School provides some new hope in the Democratic Republic of Congo. We'll tell you about these and other stories on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. About 300 people are dead following Typhoon Bofa, which swept across the southern Philippines Tuesday. Compassion International is a huge presence there. Communication specialist Kate Amaya.
Today we have over 65,000 children registered in our child sponsorship program, as well as mothers and babies registered in our child survival program, and young leaders registered in our leadership development program.
Amaya says assessment isn't quite done yet.
We don't have a specific report on the impact to our children. With a storm of this size, it can be assumed that some of our children and some of our workers will be affected yet.
Sponsoring a child or giving to Compassion's disaster assistance program does more than provide for their physical needs.
All of our programs are Christian-based, and that means that everything that we delivered is delivered with a message and the hope of the gospel.
Will you help them? Do it at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, with winds over 100 miles an hour, damage was expected as Super Typhoon Bofa hit. It destroyed buildings, causing flooding, and even washed people away. Jean and Carol Trudeau with New Tribes Mission says that the roof was ripped off in some places, letting rainwater in. After some repairs, a number of kids and some adults took cover in the house during the storm. Pray that the couple use the storm as a way to reach out to non-believers in their village. This is Mission Network News. The clash was inevitable. After days of protests, opponents of Egypt's new regime met in the streets with Muslim Brotherhood supporters yesterday. People wielding rocks, firebombs, and sticks filled the space in front of the presidential palace. Despite the unrest, plans for a December 15th referendum on the draft will move forward as scheduled. Christian Aid's Africa director Ray Burnett says,
"There's a lot of fear of what they will face even on the streets today, but more fear of what is actually coming."
A Sharia-based constitution is what concerns ministry leaders supported by Christian Aid. Burnett says while some Christians are leaving, there are many who plan to stay put for two reasons. One, staying means they'll make a difference.
Its influence reaches all over the Muslim world. So for Egypt to go the way of Sharia, it is really a frightening thing.
And two,
all that matters to them is the Lord Jesus, the gospel of the kingdom.
Next, people are flocking to church in the DR Congo after hearing the story of Jesus.
The church is growing much faster than anybody really is prepared to nurture adequately.
Every Child Ministries, Lorella Rouster says, are making some progress. ECM is teaching local church leaders how to reach kids for Christ through Sunday school.
We're trying to give them the vision to reach not only the children of their own congregation, but to reach out to the children of the surrounding community, realizing that whole families can be reached through the children.
Rebel fighting in DR Congo hasn't affected their work yet.
However, we understand that the rebels have set their sights on taking over the whole country. If an effort were made in that direction, that would dramatically impact our work.
Ask God to protect them from the violence. And after 20 years of not seeing eye to eye, relationships have been renewed. Wycliffe Bible Translator says three language groups in Papua New Guinea came together for the first time in over two decades. They gathered for a time of worship, sharing, and eating. One of the highlights was singing translated biblical poetry in these languages using traditional tunes. Pray that God will continue to transform the hearts and minds of these individuals and communities. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keith and Kristen Getty's Christmas CD, Joy in Irish Christmas, is waiting just for you. It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs. When you help MNN with your best gift, you're giving a voice to the voiceless all over the world, and we'll send you the CD too. Help create new memories this year. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.